I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show.
StayAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively. With that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. Now, that's DreAllDay.com/audible. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. Congrats on tuning into the show where you learn the discipline of showing up day after day to do the work, the confidence of putting yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness of continuing to show up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, being disciplined, even when the success you expected as a result of your confidence and discipline is yet to arrive. And on top of all that, we throw a huge dose of personal initiative for you to go make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. When we put all of this together, we get the mindset and the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. You are in the right place at the right time, listening to the right thing, because today we're giving you episode number four, installment number four, volume four of my favorite books. I've given you my top five favorite books in episode number 60. I gave you the next five in episode number 69. You can listen to all these at DreAllDay.com/, then just type in the number. Episode number 60 was the first five. Episode 69 was the next five. Episode number 143 was the next five. And here we are with the next five, my favorite books. Let's get right into it. I'm going to name the book. I'm going to name the author. I'm going to tell you why this is one of my favorite books. And then what you need to do is go to your favorite book retailer and buy the book. First book is titled Letters from a Stoic. It is written by Lucius Annaeus Seneca. The reason that I actually started reading this book is I heard Tim Ferriss, a guy who has a podcast that I like to listen to. He talks about stoicism often. A couple other people talk about it. Robert Greene talks. He uses some stoicism principles in his writing. He doesn't really talk about stoicism that much directly, but he does use the principles in his writing. He talks about it a little bit in, I believe, is the 50th Law book, which is in one of my top five episodes. Actually, I think the first five. And another author by the name of Ryan Holiday has written a couple books on the exact topic in the modern era of stoicism. The definition of stoicism that I found in the dictionary says the endurance of pain or hardship without a display of feelings and without complaint. It's basically a school of Greek philosophy, which was popularized by the Romans, that is all about virtue being based on knowledge and that the wise people live in harmony with the divine reason. In other words, they live knowing that fate is fate and they are indifferent to the vicissitudes of fortune and to pleasure and pain, meaning fortune, good things happening, bad things happening. This is life. So they don't get too high on the highs. Don't get too low on the lows. Don't feel too great when there's pleasure and don't feel too terrible when there's pain. Some people who are stoicism cynics look at it as being completely emotionless in life. And I don't know if I would even advocate that. But the Letters from a Stoic book, because that's exactly what I'm talking about here, the book Letters from a Stoic. What I like about this book is that it's all about philosophy, the philosophy of living your best life, being your best person, living life right now. A lot of the book Letters from a Stoic, Seneca talks about you don't know when your time is going to be up. You don't know if you could die tomorrow. You don't know if you're about to die 5 minutes from now when you finish reading this chapter of this book or reading this letter, because what it is a series of letters that he wrote. It sounds like he's writing letters to himself. And it kind of reads like a book, though. It reads like chapters. But I took so many highlights, so many screenshots from this book, Letters from a Stoic, because of the philosophy that Seneca goes into in it about living now, about being who you really are, about really discovering what your life is about not fearing things, because you have one fate, which is, your first fate was that you were born. Your next fate is that you're going to die. So you don't have to fear anything in between, because if the fate is you're going to die, what is it that you have to fear? Because if dying is your fate, then that's just going to happen. Fearing it is not going to hold it off. It's not going to stop it from happening. You just need to accept it as it happens. But until that time comes, while you're not fearing anything, you need to really start living. And one of the things he talks about is that some people never even start to live in their life until they feel like they're about to die. When they feel like they're going to die, then all of a sudden they want to start living, but then they realize there's not enough time left. They waited too long. So I would suggest you read this book, Letters from a Stoic, because it's all about fate and understanding and knowledge and the philosophy of life being life, you being you, you being the only you, your time on this planet being the only time that you have and maximizing it, because you know about the shortness and the uncertainty of life. Second book is called Win Bigly. This book is written by Scott Adams. If you have not heard of Scott Adams, the guy who writes the comic strip called Dilbert. If you ever read the Dilbert comic strip, which is kind of about a guy named Dilbert who doesn't really have a full face in a workplace. We don't know where he works, what he does, or anything. Scott Adams is the person who authors and illustrates the Dilbert comic strip. But he went and wrote this book, Win Bigly. He's written several books. I like Scott Adams' writing style. But he wrote this book about persuasion. That's what it's really about. Because Scott himself is actually a trained hypnotist. And he wrote the book Win Bigly because of his early prediction. I think he made this prediction in late 2015, I believe, summer of 2015, that Donald Trump was going to win the 2016 presidential election. Now, a lot of people attacked him for this. First, they ridiculed him because they're like, Donald Trump's going to win the election. It's ridiculous. There's no way he's going to win the election. He's a clown. You think he's going to win? You're a clown. So he got a lot of ridicule for it. Then when it looked like Trump was gaining some steam, people started to attack him on social media. And then there was even a point, and he talks about this in the book, where he felt like he would be physically attacked should Trump win. Because there was a time period leading up to the election in the cycle that people had started to put out this idea that Trump was Hitler and that Scott Adams was like his communication strategist, the guy who was putting out everything to start controlling the minds of the people so that Trump could start the second Holocaust in the United States of America. And Scott talks about all of this in his book. But anyway, the reason that this book was written is because Trump did indeed go on to win the presidency. And Scott Adams' book is about persuasion and how persuasion is completely different from facts. Whereas a lot of people were trying to combat Trump, at least during the election cycle, because that's what this book is really all about, that election cycle and how it relates to persuasion. They were trying to confront the things that Trump was saying or the things that he was doing with factual information that some people have come out to call now fake news, quote unquote, and how the facts don't actually matter when you're living in the 3D world of persuasion. And that's what this book is all about, learning to persuade, learning how certain language works a certain way, certain linguistic patterns work a certain way, how certain things that Trump, who's the star of this book, certain things that he does actually work in his favor, while people who are trying to refute the things that he does are actually helping him instead of hurting him. They think they're hurting him. What they're actually doing is helping him. The book goes very deep into the skill of persuasion, how it works, why it works, and how the average reader who doesn't think in a 3D way, most people think in a 2D way. I definitely was, before I read that book, a two-dimensional thinker. And I'm not even going to try to explain the difference between the 2D and the 3D thinking. That's why you need to read the book. But as I read that book, I started to understand a lot of things about persuasion and how it was different from my normal baseline way of looking at the world, my normal baseline way of communicating, my normal baseline way of thinking. And there's a reason why I would go back to that book over and over again, looking through my highlights in that book, because there's a lot of things to learn about persuasion in that book. And if you want to learn how to persuade, meaning you want to learn how to sell, you want to get people to follow your lead, you want to get people on your side, you want to get people to accept your ideas, you want to get people to do what you want them to do. And I think all of us want that in some way, shape, or form in our lives that to varying degrees, you need to understand the skill of persuasion. Donald Trump obviously understands it. If you read this book, you will understand how he understands it. He's not just randomly saying stuff, which a lot of his detractors say. Scott explains how and why he's doing these things, and that he can't be as big of an idiot as some people think he is if he was able to ascend all the way to the presidency. And he explains this really well in the book. The thing about Scott, I should have said this at the beginning, is that he's not technically a Trump supporter. He's just a person who knows persuasion really well. So when he noticed the things that Trump was doing, which were like master level persuasion, Scott actually goes as far as to call Trump the most persuasive individual he has ever seen. That this guy has more persuasion skills than any human being Scott has ever encountered. And Scott is a trained hypnotist. That this guy is the best persuader he has ever seen. He goes on to explain the only reason he started writing about Trump and explaining what Trump was doing, explaining why that was helping Trump win, was because he noticed how great he was, not because he was a Trump cheerleader or he just wanted Trump to win. So he started writing things that supported everything Trump did to make it sound good. That wasn't what he was doing. A lot of people still don't accept that to this very day. But I invite you to actually read the book. That's what I want you to do. Read the book. Whether you love Trump, you hate Trump. If you have any feelings about Trump, you should read the book, because it helps explain a lot of the things that he's doing, why they work, why they wouldn't work, what was tried against him, what worked well, what didn't work well, and why. He explains the who, what, when, where, why, and how of everything persuasion as it pertains. He uses the election as the canvas of his book, but the book is not about politics. It's about persuasion. You want to learn persuasion, you need to read that book. Again, it's called Win Bigly, B-I-G-L-Y. Again, Scott Adams is the author. Next book, number three, is a book called Steve Jobs by Walter Isaacson. And this book is all about Steve Jobs. And if you're listening to this, you probably know who Steve is. Steve Jobs is the creator, founder of the Apple company. Makes your iPads, iPhones, and what's the other thing? MacBooks and MacBook Pros and all of those things. That book was written over, I don't know how many years Isaacson was working on it, but Steve Jobs was diagnosed with cancer, and that's what he actually died from, was cancer, I believe, in 2010 or 2011. And he finally gave in to letting Walter Isaacson, giving him access to his life, letting him follow him around and interviewing him several times over several years as Isaacson pieced together Steve's entire life. Of course, interviewed a whole lot of other people, Steve's wives, his kids, people he worked with, and he worked with a lot of people, came across a lot of people, and just writes about the guy's life. And coincidentally, the last book that I just mentioned, Win Bigly, one of the things that people talked about with Steve Jobs in his book and the many interviews of other people's accounts of Steve in the book is that they talked about how Steve Jobs had this thing called a reality distortion field. And one of the things Scott Adams mentions at the beginning of his book, Win Bigly, is that anytime you hear that phrase reality distortion field, it's basically Steve Jobs' ability to take some rational, logical, really smart person will come to Steve and say, listen, Steve, you want this to be done by this time. We can't do this. And here are all the logical, factual, black and white reasons why that can't be done in this time. And Steve Jobs will listen to that person's explanation, this really smart individual's explanation who's on his payroll, and he would say, yeah, you can do it. And because Steve was so strong in his beliefs and his convictions that things could be done that most people, really smart people, thought could not be done, people started calling it kind of in like a term of endearment that Steve had a reality distortion field. So he would take any type of reality that he wanted to change and he would distort that reality to fix whatever Steve thought. And then the things would actually happen. The things that he wanted to happen, he would distort the reality, and then the reality would become whatever Steve wanted it to become. And over and over and over again in this book, Steve Jobs, his people who worked with him and were on his staff, they talk about how many times he would do this and how he would actually change reality. He would bend reality to fit what he wanted it to fit. People need to understand the smartphone, the cell phone that didn't have any buttons on it. A lot of the Apple engineers said this is not possible. when Steve said, I want my laptop computers to not have those vents with the fans that make all that damn noise whenever the battery starts to get hot. I don't want those there. A lot of his engineers said, we can't do that. A lot of the innovations that Apple actually created, his engineers, these are engineers, highly paid individuals who were working for him, told him, Steve, logically, looking at this in black and white, what you want cannot be done. And through Steve's reality distortion field, he persuaded them to believe it could be done. And then against all of their logic and their college degrees, they went and actually made that thing happen. And the reason I mentioned Win Bigley is because Scott Adams says, whenever you hear that phrase, you are looking at a master persuader. Steve Jobs was a master of persuasion. And this book is all about the whole story of Apple. You know, so if you have an iPhone or you have an iCloud account or a tablet, a Mac, what do we call these? MacBook, iPhone, iPad, any of this stuff, you should read this book so you can learn the origins, where all this stuff came from and who the person was who was driving it. And I think really for any of you who consider yourselves to be leaders or want to be in a leadership position in life, reading the story of people who were well known for being great, charismatic, high achieving leaders is a great way to add some leadership traits to your own skill set, because you can read about what they were doing, why they were doing it, the thought process behind some actions that they took that the average, reasonable, rational person would say is a completely illogical decision to make, why they made those decisions and how they saw those decisions through to actual fruition can help you a lot. And this Steve Jobs book is a master course in that. And that's by Walter Isaacson. The fourth book is The Art of Seduction by Robert Greene. I was surprised when I went back through my previous three episodes and noticed that I had not mentioned The Art of Seduction. The Art of Seduction is, I think that puts all of Robert Greene's books, except his book Mastery. So his first four books are all in my top 20 now, because I've given you four episodes of five books each. We got The 48 Laws of Power. The Art of Seduction was Robert's second book. 33 Strategies of War was the third. The 50th Law was his fourth book. Then he came out with Mastery about 2 or 3 years ago, which for any of you looking for mentors or just looking to learn and become really good at your craft and maybe don't even know what your craft is, you should read that book, Mastery. But the book I'm mentioning here is The Art of Seduction. The Art of Seduction is all about, guess what? Persuasion. Seducing other people. Seduction is just a form of persuasion, right? You're persuading people to do what you want them to do. Seducing them is the same thing. You're just using a different word. That's what this book is about. And of course, well, not of course, but the way Robert uses The Art of Seduction, the way he explains it in this book, he uses the canvas of dating and intimate relationships. He talks about people like Casanova. He talks about people, who else? He talks about John F. Kennedy. He mentions a few people. I can't even remember all the names because I read the book. It was a while ago when I first read the book, but I still review it from time to time. I was actually reviewing it about 3 days ago from when I'm recording this, and that led me to thinking, hey, maybe I can do another favorite books episode, see if I had enough ammunition, and I absolutely do. The Art of Seduction is all about, first of all, identifying what type of seducer you are. There are different types of seducers. You can make yourself into certain types. We all have probably a dominant type of seducer that we are. He talks about the types of victims of seduction, because everyone has some. One of the points that Robert makes in the book is that every human being has some hole in their psyche. No one is complete and perfect and has everything that they need. We all are missing something. That's the reason why relationships exist, because another person can complete us. You ever hear somebody say that? Why'd you marry this woman, or why are you dating this man? Because I feel like he completes me. I feel like everything that I'm missing he has, or everything he's missing I have, or she, or vice versa. You understand what I'm saying? The Art of Seduction mentions that every person, it emphasizes that every person has something that's missing from them that would make them complete. And you, when you learn to be the right type of seducer, you can offer that to them, the thing that they're missing, and they will be drawn to you like a magnet. They will come to you because of your ability to seduce them by offering them exactly what it is that they need. He teaches how you can read it in people and how you can become what it is that they want. He also talks about the anti-seducers, the type of things that you should not do, the type of spirits that and personalities and energies you should not embody, because those are the things that repel people and push them away from you. Anti-seduction. So The Art of Seduction is all about, again, persuasion. So we got three books on persuasion in this group. I didn't plan it that way, but that's just what it is. And the fifth one in this group, these are my favorite books. This is volume four of my favorite books. The Go-Giver by John David Mann and Bob Berg. The Go-Giver. Now, we've all heard of the Go-Getter. I talk about go-getting at the introduction of this episode every day. The go-getterness, the energy to go make things happen instead of waiting for them to happen. The go-giver is not the opposite of it, but the type of person who, again, takes initiative, but instead of taking initiative to go get things for himself or herself, the go-giver is a story, and a fictional story that's written by these authors about a person who, instead of doing what he usually does, and he's in some form of sales. I'm not going to give away the book. It's not a very long book. You could probably read the whole book in a day or two. But a person who's in some form of sales and he's always looking for a way to make more sales and make more money and move up in his career and in his business. But one day he decides, through a series of events that go on in his life, he decides, how about, and he learns this from another person who's more successful than he, how about I start going through life looking for ways to give to others, to help others, instead of just trying to help myself, and let's see how that turns out. And of course, at first, he's a little bit leery of this, like, man, if I'm just giving to other people, how am I ever going to get anything? Same way people say when I come out and tell people, hey, you need to put your stuff out there for free to get your name known, most people's first objection is, well, how am I going to make money? How am I going to pay my bills? How am I going to run a business if all I'm doing is giving my stuff away for free? The go-giver answers that question. So I'm not going to tell you the answer, but what this guy learns through the book, and again, it's told through a fictional story, but it's very easy to follow along to. You really need to read this. It talks about how having that spirit of giving, that spirit of abundance, instead of thinking scarcity, you're thinking abundance. I've done an episode on that on this podcast, DreAllDay/podcast, how that helps you get everything instead of the scarcity mindset of I got to go get it because there may not be any more left. This is a really good book. It's a book you can read again in a day or two. And all of these books, I suggest you go get them today. You go buy them ASAP. Again, let me recap them. I can even give you an idea. The Letters from a Stoic and Art of Seduction are the longest books. Win Bigley, you will read very quickly just because Scott's a very good writer. Let's just put it that way. Scott Adams, very good writer. You'll just want to keep turning the pages and keep reading that book. That was the type of book that I just did not want to put down. Steve Jobs is also a long one. Art of Seduction, Steve Jobs, and Letters from a Stoic are all pretty long books. And the best thing about that is that most people won't read long books, and that's where you get all the best information where everybody else ain't at. The Go-Giver is a short one. You can read that probably in a day or two if you got enough time. So those are my five. Let me tell you one more time. Letters from a Stoic by Lucius Seneca. Win Bigley by Scott Adams. Steve Jobs by Walter Isaacson. The Art of Seduction by Robert Greene. The Go-Giver by Bob Berg and John David Mann. If you're going to spend money, go spend it on those five books today. Invest in yourself. Make yourself smarter. Make yourself better. And work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.